Table bothering me, man.
No, it's good.
3, 2, 1.
Y'all got some strong ass shit. 9.5. You ain't drinking that.
I'm not drinking that.
You're listening to Realism Sports Talk with your host, Terrell Jenkins.
Welcome back. Tim Duncan is not better than Kobe Bryant. Realism Raw 176 Part 2. Thank you for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify. Check this out on Facebook, at Realism Pod on Twitter, Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. Much love for all the...
Oh, shoot. Hang on.
The producers are... See?
I forgot you were going to do that.
See?
The IPAs, man.
He's busy talking about Tim fucking Duncan so much, he forgot about... Right there. You know, the patrons. Hey, big ups to 360 and Dirty Dog. Congratulations on doing your thing. I'm back here with B.E., Brandon Evans, the GOAT Brandon. Love for the Commanders. Love for the Black Mamba. And all the love right there for my mama. Because on Realism Sports Talk, we talk about sports from Hall of Famers to the local talent to the... Big time storylines. And the big time storylines right now, we're talking NFL. Because if anybody's watching the show, we love fantasy football. Fantasy football. We give advice. And this guy right here, the GOAT Brandon right there, we were doing advice for betting. This guy be knowing this stuff to win some money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I don't give credit much because I think I'm the best at everything. But he's dope. That's why he's on here. What's good? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Because there's a lot of things going on, and one player in particular affects both of y'all teams. Dalvin Cook right now is looking like he's either going to get released. I know me and Brandon talked about he might get traded to Miami, and this was weeks ago. You know what I mean? But now let's get to the nitty-gritty. And that's your team, Minnesota.
It's my team.
Are you happy about trying to get rid of Dalvin Cook? It has to be money, injuries, you know, yeah. Getting older, Alexander Mattison stepping up. What do you think about that?
I like Alexander Mattison, first of all, a lot. Yeah. I think he's a good player. I'm also happy to see him get paid. Man, I would love to keep him both. They're not gonna do that.
Ask him to take a little less money and keep both?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he wants to get paid again. And if he does, hey, you know, good for him. Make that money. He doesn't have a long time to do it in the league, man, especially not at that position.
Running back's lifetime span is very limited. Mm-hmm. But, Brandon, y'all signed like 5 running backs on your team. 5 running backs, and they all hurt from the 49ers. I don't know. Would you want Dalvin Cook? Because I predicted Miami to at least get to the AFC Championship game. I just feel that strongly about them if Tua can be the good Tua from last year, because I think their team is loaded. I think Jalen Ramsey adds an extra dimension to their squad. And I think their coach is the real deal. I saw what he did with Skylar Thompson in the playoff game against everybody's prohibited number one team. You know what I mean? I think he's one of those guys that's going to be that young, talented coach that's going to be around for a long time. So, Brandon, do you think that he'd be a good piece to add to your offense?
Yeah, I do. I think we're going to cut Ahmed and Gaskin and maybe – Jeff Wilson and Mostert, one of them goes, but we might keep all 4, including the rookie who's going to be in the starter eventually. I think Cook does want to be in Miami. I think Madison has 3.8 yards per carry last few years. I don't think that's very good, but, hey, I'll take Cook.
The one thing you got to be ready for with Cook, he's not going to give you 18. He'll give you 14
he
or 15, really? He
played
he did.
Every game last
That's
year.
True. He did last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but he left a bunch of games. He's on my fantasy team.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I had Madison, too, though.
Yeah. And I do love, and that's why it worked. But I'm saying, for Miami, y'all need to have, like, a good backup just in case, because he will miss a couple of games here and there, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, with the team speed that Miami has, mm-hmm. and Mostert is a fast guy, too, injury concerns and whatnot. Yeah. Dalvin Cook can blow it up too. I think that would be really scary. I think it'd be really scary to have Dalvin Cook there. But I like Dalvin Cook. I wanted Washington to draft him when he came out. And we were one pick away. And we got Who did we get? Samaje Perine. And I got his jersey over there, autographed and everything, and he beating up women, and now he ain't even in the league. That's Washington. Either our guys beat up women or they die, Sean Taylor.
Don't he play for the Bengals and shit?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Yes. Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever. He ain't doing that for us. Everybody does better when they leave Washington. Anyway. Anyway. So I think Dalvin Cook is going to be interesting. I think some other teams might pop out of nowhere.
I think Buffalo is the other one. If
he going to play with his brother?
I think so.
But in Damian. Isn't Damian out there from the Patriots?
He's a backup.
So Cook's the starter?
Yeah, Cook's the starter.
Wow, see, I drafted Damian to be the starter in fantasy.
If they get Cook and they still got Diggs out there, I'll pull for,
they
pull
need
for
to
Buffalo
they
in
need
the AFC Hopkins. Even harder. Yeah.
Dude, it's not running backs that Buffalo needs.
That's true.
So we're going to go to the next guy. D-Hop. Can go anywhere he wants to. The GOAT, Brandon. We thought he was going to the Cowboys for a long time. Von Miller said he's coming to Buffalo. Now the Chiefs are throwing a little noise out there. Lamar Jackson in his contract, he said, when he was talking about his contract extension and all that, he said, give me D-Hop and I'm ready. Where would D-Hop fit the best? Because he wants to win a ring. Where would he have the best chance to do that?
The best chance, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I think D-Hop's like the most overrated guy. I think he's past his prime. Let's be honest, he's 31 years old.
Oh, so you mean overrated now at this stage of his career?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he wants to win a ring, Kansas City is just a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But is that what he cares about? Because to me, he kind of comes off as a cancer. Team. He don't practice. He's never practiced since Houston. I think he joins the massage therapist guy, man. I think he goes to Cleveland for real.
And Deshaun Watson's been vocal about it, saying, come on with me, come on with me.
Watch me be mediocre. Yeah.
Damn! He's saying D-Hop is mediocre.
Well, he burned.
And he's a cancer.
Hopkins. I don't know about the... I do think he's past his prime. I do agree with that.
I mean, but...
he's not the same guy he was 3 years ago.
10, 15 a year, he's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, neither is Adam Thielen. That's why your team let his ass go.
Well, that's true. And we let him go, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not the same here's my thing. Ceiling.
He's still somebody I think that can put a contender at over the top. Kind of like I said about Damian Lillard in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He could take Boston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee to put them over the top. Mm-hmm. You don't think that he could do that for anybody?
I think he could help, yeah. I mean, if he can get you 8 touchdowns, just you know, going up and jumping and getting the ball from 5 yards out, sure, yeah, he'd be a big help to Kansas City or to Buffalo.
Okay, so what team? Mm-hmm. What team needs him more?
Well, I'm biased because my boy Diggs went to Buffalo, so I want to see Buffalo win, so go to Buffalo.
I'm going
to
tell you why that's the perfect answer, dude. Okay? It's the perfect answer for multiple reasons, okay? Because Diggs is the only fucking guy there. You know, Gabriel Davis is not that guy. McKenzie's gone. There's nobody else. He goes there and plays with Diggs. And Buffalo, who the past couple years people looked at as that team, right?
Yeah.
Now we don't look at them like that. You got Aaron Rodgers in the division. You got Miami and Tua. The Patriots are always the Patriots. Not saying that they're going to be great, but they can still like be a gnat at a picnic or a fly when you're trying to eat a hot dog and the fly's flying around bothering you. That's what the Patriots are right now. You know what I mean? And if you go to Kansas City and win a Super Bowl, okay, cool, you're Juju Smith-Schuster trying to be a Super Bowl. No, look what I did. Bitch, you ain't do that shit. You ain't do that. You go to Buffalo and win a ring? After they ain't never won a ring, you ain't been, they been a statue for you. You're getting a statue out there like Nick Foles got for Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Whether he's older or whatever else, I think Buffalo is the perfect answer because of the impact of his success and his life afterwards. Mm-hmm. What y'all think about that?
I mean, I think it's a good place. What's more important to him? Is it winning or is it money?
And that's going to come down to a lot of
Nobody's
people.
Nobody's jumping on him, and he's wanting a lot of money, and I don't think he's going to get it. I mean, I really don't.
I agree.
Cleveland might give it to him.
Yeah, yep. I don't think anyone is going to give him I'm not sure what he's looking for. I've not heard, but if he's looking for any kind of big payday, right, I don't think it's there.
15. Well, what did Odell? 15, what did Odell get?
15.
Guaranteed.
15 a year.
Does he? Yeah. Would you give him more than 15?
No, I would not give him over 10.
Wow.
Someone will give him 15. So I don't know who it is. Someone will though.
Kansas City is saying Cleveland. Kansas City is saying Kadarius Toney is their number one. I like Kadarius Toney. I had him on my team last year a bunch of times for no freaking reason, and he didn't do shit. But like Brandon said, if you want to win, and that's what matters, you take less and you go to Kansas City.
You go to Kansas City. Yeah.
It's just working like that.
Yep.
If you want legacy, because you play with bum quarterbacks all your career, except for Watson. Mm-hmm. And nothing against Kyler Murray, but you know what I'm saying? You go to Buffalo and win, I think that changes the game. I think that changes the game. So those are the two guys that I wanted to talk about. We can talk about Zeke. Even though he had a workout video, looking good. Look slim, Zeke. You know what I mean? I think he's going back to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody else is going to take him. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But a team that has some talent that paid for a Super Bowl. It's kind of like when LeBron comes to your team, you pay for a championship, and then your team, your organization sucks forever. Think about his track record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Think about all the teams that he was on when they went. I'm a LeBron basher. I'm sorry. But look at the Rams, which I love Matthew Stafford. I got a Detroit Lions Matthew Stafford jersey. And I got a Super Bowl Cooper Cup jersey. Thank you, Mark. But people dogged him about paying for that championship. They gave up all this draft capital. I think now it's changed. What do you think, Brandon? Now that Ramsey's on your team, you got Stafford, Cooper Cup, and arguably top 3 to 5 best defensive player ever in Aaron Donald on your team, which we think that they might not even win 4 games. Do you trade them for some of that capital back?
I don't know what you can get for Stafford right now.
I mean, what do you mean? Why not?
I think he's got a huge contract for one, but Aaron Donald, you can trade him to a contender, maybe get a first, but I think it's going to be a late first. I don't think you can do much, man.
Von Miller went to the team and won the Super Bowl. He was an extra piece.
Well, yeah.
You don't think he can go to a team like that and be that extra piece?
Aaron Donald can, yeah.
Aaron Donald go to Buffalo?
Yeah.
Go back with Von Miller.
I think they're missing a little more than that. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a big time.
Von Miller back. But, yeah, I mean, they're just not going to get what they gave up. They got a Super Bowl. Hey, I'll give up whatever.
Because you ain't never won one. Shit.
That's the way I look at it. Exactly.
You ain't never won one either.
Nope. Never won one. So, yeah. I would not complain if Minnesota paid for a Super Bowl.
The crazy shit is Miami and Minnesota's never won a Super Bowl. But my organization's won 3. And we're the laughing stock of the NFL every fucking year.
We won two, which is what did not matter.
Yeah, you did win 2. Yeah, Don Shula.
Minnesota's literally never won 1. They've been 4 times and lost.
You're Buffalo in the NFC.
Yeah.
That's a Buffalo NFC team.
100% right. Absolutely. Yeah, man.
That's true.
Yeah, because we beat them in 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Cooper Kupp right now, I think he's in his prime right now. We talk about D-Hop being a little older. I would try to go get Cooper Kupp if I'm one of these teams.
Maybe.
The Cowboys, the Bills. You know, one of these teams that's right there to try to get the, because NFC has nobody.
His contract will be just so hard to get.
It is
on one of them teams. I bet
it is.
I don't know if you want Cooper Kupp if you're the Bills. He's very similar to Diggs, smaller guy, quick. Do you really want to build around those two? One big hit, one of them goes down.
Gone. Dude, they were throwing the ball to Cole Beasley.
That's fair.
And McKenzie.
Diggs is gone. Diggs ain't gonna be there much longer.
You don't think? No?
Diggs wants to go to the Cowboys with his brother.
He's going to play with his brother.
Well, I can't pull for him now.
He showed up in a tunnel with the Cowboys and shit. What?
His brother said it. He's going to be here soon.
Yeah, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. So we'll see.
That Buffalo window is closed.
And that's what I was going to ask. Buffalo's window, it has to be like this now. Mm-hmm. I would look at the Ravens window as it was like this. Now it's getting like this compared to the Bills getting like this. And which is crazy. All right, so let's get to some fantasy stuff right now. We champions out here. You say you a two-time champion.
Hey, producer backs me up if you can trust him.
I mean, I don't trust him, dude. He wore a medium Tim Duncan jersey out here, almost suffocated himself, had to take it off. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what happened. I don't know. I love the producer, though. He's my guy. So, and he's going to be in the... I can't wait to put you in. You're going to be fun. Anyway, so the rookie QBs. Brandon's an Alabama fan, number one pick, Bryce Young. Bryce Young going to who? Carolina. They got Andy Dalton. I think he's going to play sooner than later. Then you got C.J. Stroud, who everybody thought was going to be the number one pick with Houston. That's his job, right? That's his job.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson, that's his job. And Levis, we'll see if that's his job or not. But as far as fantasy goes, we're not starting him as our number one QB. Mm-mm. They would obviously be a backup. And in the formats that we play with, you draft them and they become a star. You can keep them in whatever, whatever. Which one, Brandon, if you could draft one maybe from the 7th round, 8th round, or later, which one you think has more potential to help you?
Bryce Young.
Why is that?
I'm not being biased. I think he's going to start from day one. I think he has the better weapons around him, and he's got the easiest division, easiest competition. He's going to shock some people, man, of how good and smart he is out here. And people going to see it.
I'm with you. I think he has a point with that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I mean, CJ's with the Texans. I mean, we know their roster. Levis, we don't even know if he's going to start. Richardson, same division as Stroud.
He'll start eventually, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I'm with you with Bryce Young. What do you think?
I don't know that I would even... I guess if I had to pick one, I guess, like, yeah, I like the weapons around Bryce Young. You said Carolina.
Because he got your boy Thielen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, no.
I think Thielen is going to rejuvenate himself there. Miles Sanders, I think, is a sleeper running back for them.
What's the other receiver they got?
They got some young dudes out there.
Terrence Marshall.
Terrence Marshall. They got the young tight end. And their defense is official. I think the outliner of it is going to help Bryce Young over any other team. Even though the Colts have weapons too in a weak division, I just think the Jaguars are going to take off. All right, so let's get to the comeback injury players. Injury players coming back. They're all running backs. Which one do you think, if you have to draft? Tony Pollard, who said now he's cleared to come back maybe for week one. Javonte Williams, who jumped on the scene for Denver and became a star. Breece Hall, who was the rookie that destroyed for the Jets, and people think the Jets are going to have a good year. Or J.K. Dobbins now with all those weapons for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. They were all injuries, but I think all four of them could have great years. You pick one to have. Who you picking?
I'm taking Dobbins. I know.
Dobbins! That's interesting.
I know Hall had a good year last year. How many stud running backs has Aaron Rodgers had over the course of
Aaron Jones?
For like 2 years, maybe. But I'm saying over the course of his career. Rodgers isn't a dump off guy. It will open up some lanes, I think.
Breece Hall don't catch the ball either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not what Rodgers wants to do. That's not the kind of offense he's running. If they're bringing in Rodgers, they're not doing it because he's going to go play in something he doesn't want to play in. He's going to play in Aaron Rodgers' offense.
Wow, I never thought about that. That's interesting.
Baltimore is and always has been a run-first offense. If I'm swinging at some guys coming back, I'm always going to swing that way and just hope. And Dobbins could go down again with someone else.
He said swing that way, not this way. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm always going to swing for a team that is a run-first team, that has a history of being a run-first team. And Baltimore has produced so many good running backs out of nowhere. Dobbins isn't out of nowhere, obviously. But they find guys, and then they produce for you, and you get them late. You get them so late. There is so much value there.
Yo, you right on it, baby. And I was a year too early because last year I took Dom was like, yeah, he's coming back. I thought I had a steal. He fucked me. But that's interesting that you said that and poo-poo Breece Hall. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what the GOAT says. What'd you say, Brandon?
So we're not counting Derrick Henry coming back up.
Nah, man, Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry, dude.
It was Pollard, Breece Hall, a dive in the hoop.
Javonte Williams. Denver.
I'm going Tony Pollard.
Why is that?
Just, I mean, I know he had a nasty injury, but when he plays, I mean, you saw what he can do, man. He's 20 points a game. He
led
man.
Me to a championship.
You know what I mean?
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I had him last year, 20 points again until he got hurt. But, you know, I'm going, in fantasy-wise, I'm going Pollard.
But I look at all of them, and I'm like, I think Pollard, Williams, and Hall, we're probably looking at, what, second round?
Mm-hmm.
Dobbins might drop to the third.
It depends on the news on Williams. I don't know if Williams will be back early. He might.
They said he's already doing stuff.
Maybe. But yeah, second, third round.
I say second round for the maybe somebody falls to third. So you're taking Pollard?
Yeah, I'd take Pollard.
That's interesting, man. That's interesting. He took Pollard. You took Dobbins.
I think you can get Dobbins later than all these guys, and that's where.
I think you'll get him around later.
Yep,
and what's Ravens running back? 1 week is Gus Edwards. 1 week is.
Right. It's multiple Gus Edwards and all these different guys. Mm-hmm. That's what dogged me about him. And Breece Hall, you swayed my shit with Breece Hall. Say what you said about Aaron Rodgers. That changed my whole everything.
I think he's the most talented, Breece Hall.
That's crazy.
Yeah, totally agree.
A lot of people don't twist my thought process.
I don't mean that as any disrespect to Breece Hall. He has a crap load of talent. But yeah, that's an Aaron Rodgers offense. Aaron Rodgers offenses do not produce like massive superstar fantasy running
backs. And I had Aaron Jones, and I'm like, yo, he's going to kill. And every time I'm disappointed, like, he'll do a little, he'll get you there, but I want him to get to here.
Yeah.
That's interesting, man. You messed my whole fucking head up. All right. Wide receivers on a new team. We got the Cowboys, who I thought D-Hop was going to go to. They got Brandon Cooks, which I think is a great fit. Then we see OBJ going with the Ravens, trying to prove himself and giving Lamar a weapon. Or Brandon's boy from Alabama, who just stopped gambling finally, Calvin Ridley for the Jaguars. Brandon, which one do you think, if you had to get one, that's going to make that fantasy impact?
I do think Ridley's going to have a good year, but I'm going to go Brandon Cooks.
Wow, why is that?
I mean, the dude has had 1,000 yards with every team,
everybody
he played with, right? I mean, he played for like 5 teams and had 1,000 yard season on every single one of them. So, CeeDee Lamb, that guy, I don't think the other dude is, I just don't think Gallup's that good. I think that's interesting, he said that.
Cooks, who you got?
Can I have another? Is that gonna mess up?
You ain't gonna ask, it's raw, baby. Well, I didn't. Don't spill shit on my fucking shit, dude.
Well, that's Jared's fault.
This fucking guy.
We might need a towel producer.
Oh, no, we'll get that. I ain't worried about that. Don't spill on my bumper pool table.
Nope. I didn't get. I got
it. Right, who you got, baby? Who you got?
All right. So I'm going to say this a lot, and I said it last time. Value. This is my fantasy freaking mantra is value. And I think you're going to get Calvin Ridley later than the others. You don't think so?
I think Calvin Ridley gets drafted before both of them.
I think that those two names are bigger. Calvin Ridley had a down year.
He didn't play.
Yeah, exactly. People forget.
I don't forget.
Okay.
Champions don't forget. Okay.
And if he is going higher in drafts and mocks, I haven't done any mocks yet, but if he's going higher, then that's fine. But I think that it's Ridley, and I think that you can get Ridley. I think you can get Ridley later than both of those guys.
No way,
because they have the name recognition.
No, you can't.
I think you can.
First of all, you can't get him later. No. What he said was right about picking the right person, but no. Calvin Ridley will get drafted before both of them.
Okay.
He will get drafted before them, both of them. People forget Calvin Ridley was a stud.
He was great.
He made Julio Jones go over here. You know what I mean, dude? Calvin Ridley was that guy, dude. Calvin Ridley with Trevor Lawrence is going to be phenomenal. But we'll see. So a couple of tight ends on a bounce back. This guy I drafted on every single one of my fantasy teams. Did you spill shit all over yourself?
I told you, I got guests pissing themselves.
I got guests spilling beer all over themselves.
The producer gave me a shot.
I mean, what happens out here? I don't know.
Anyway, it's raw, baby.
It's raw. All right, two tight ends. I drafted Kyle Pitts on every single one of my teams last year. Every single one. And I kept him all year because I'm like, this is the week. And that shit ain't never happened. Mm-hmm. Another guy who had flashes from the year before, Darren Waller, who is now a Giant. Which one do you think is going to have the bigger impact coming up, and which one would you take? Because Waller, his quarterback got his money. Atlanta's offense, if Desmond Ridder can do something, they might be scary.
They might be.
They might be scary with Drake London and Robinson and running back. Which one would you draft and why?
My leg's wet. I'll be honest. I don't want either guy. I think Waller's going too early, and I think that Pitts is going to be too big of a risk. It'd probably be Pitts because it's wait on tight end. That's just it. I think Waller's the better player and is going to have a better year. Well, or at least potentially.
I can see that. Uh-huh. I can see that. So if you're waiting on tight end and you don't want either one, who are you looking at?
Whoever is available. That is my tight end philosophy, man. No, seriously, yeah. Like, I'll play fill in. I'll grab a hot hand off the waiver wire. If I can get 5 points, 6 points out of a tight end, if I drafted well enough, it doesn't matter.
You've won twice.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Anyway, go ahead, Goat. Who do you think has better value? Who would you take?
I mean, you might be right.
And
I took him his rookie year high because I believe in his talent, and I'm taking Pitts.
Mm-hmm. And we worry about the quarterback. We worry about that.
Daniel Jones,
are you high on Daniel Jones? I think that question, I can see Waller being that because of the wide receiver depth for the Giants is kind of like, you know what I mean? So I think it's interesting for either one. I don't know what round they would both go in. I think it's interesting. But out of nowhere good, these three quarterbacks came out of nowhere and been good. Can they all continue that? Who would you take, Brandon? Brock Purdy, who they said will be ready for training camp in week one. Geno, who had a fucking weird comeback year, comeback player of the year. Not Saquon Barkley, Tommy. Me and Brandon had that right. And he got a little paper. Or the team that's playing week one, the first game of the year, in the Detroit Lions with Jared Goff. Which one you picking up?
It's between Geno and Goff, obviously. I love what Geno's got around him and the schedule he play every week. But I go Geno. Yeah.
So you believe in what happened last year?
Yeah, and Metcalf and Lockett, and I think they took the best receiver in the draft.
Yeah, the rookie.
And they got some running backs. There's a lot around him. And the Niners is a tough game they got. The rest of their division,
That's dope. And they got Noah Fant at tight end, who I think that people forget that he could be okay. That might be a guy you just pick up. Might be anybody. Right. I don't know. Right. I win two championships against scrubs because I don't know. We don't know what we're doing. Anyway, who you take?
I'm on the Geno bandwagon, too. He's going to be a keeper for me this year.
Yep,
he's going to be a keeper for me. Yep. It's a two-quarterback league. I know that's not
Brandon,
what we're
he's a keeper.
Here.
Geno's a keeper,
Geno's
Brandon.
In a two-quarterback league. He is a very low-round keeper.
So what round is he?
I'd have to double-check. I'm pretty sure he's eight or seven.
Ain't nobody draft Geno Smith last year.
Yeah. The way our rules work, you can't keep anyone for less than an eighth. Even if you get him in the 16th, you got to pay an eighth.
Okay, so he was undrafted, but you got to pay an eighth.
No, because it's a two-quarterback league, so everyone gets drafted. But he was 14th round or something, 15th round. I don't remember. I'd have to double-check. But... Pete Gino? I'm probably going to because that's value. But man, Pete Carroll's putting something in the fucking water up there. Like, for real.
He's cheating. I don't know what he's doing.
And I agree with everything Goat Brandon said. I mean, he's got great receivers up there. Stop sucking his black cock. Sorry, man.
Squidward. Stop that shit, dude.
He's got the right take here. Like,
I told you he's the goat, right?
I think Gino is the answer. Maybe if you can get Goff later, again, value, but, like, I don't know that I trust Goff again.
I think
they're
all going to get drafted around the same time.
Yeah, and I agree. So, yeah, I think I'm on Geno. Best receivers, best situation, probably easiest division, and Pete Carroll apparently is just like a quarterback whisperer. Russell Wilson leaves and falls apart, and he gets Geno Smith, and he's, like, a freaking all-star.
I mean, I can't argue that part. I'm going to go Jared Goff.
All right.
I think the Detroit Lions are poised. I think their weapons are around them. It's all offensive. I think they're going to be behind in some games. But they're going to come back again. I don't know. It's something about that team that I like. I don't know. All right, so let's
he's
get
got
to
a good name.
What, Goff?
Goff?
No, Jared.
Goff?
Goff, yeah, Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff did fumble a lot. That's you, fumbly. I love Jared. All right, so let's flip it around the other way. The underachieving quarterbacks bouncing back. Brandon's favorite guy, Deshaun Massage Parlor Watson. Russell Tommy Let It Ride Wilson. Or Keith's Kenny Pickett. Which one of them would you draft? Which one would you want to have?
Round matters a lot. I think all things being equal, I think I'd probably take Watson too. I just think that the running is going to be there. They've still got, I know they lost some weapons in Cleveland, but the weapons are still there.
They lost Kareem Hunt. Where the fuck Kareem Hunt go? Ain't nobody pick him up?
Nowhere.
Yeah, nowhere.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's Watson. And I also think that honestly, with all of these guys, there's a lot of value because you can probably pick them up pretty late. You can wait on quarterback if you're in a one quarterback league. And they can be the guy. They really could.
You think Russell Wilson can be the guy?
I have a hard time believing that Russell Wilson will have as bad of a year as he did last year. I do. I just think that Russell Wilson is...
It could be worse, bro.
I think it'd be hard to be worse.
It could be another Denver quarterback and Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe. I think that Russell Wilson is too much of a competitor to want to do that again. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said earlier, Pete Carroll's putting something in the water up there. So maybe it was all Pete Carroll. And
he's
maybe...
also a bad teammate. He's also a bad teammate.
Yeah. That's what people say.
Who you got? Who you got, Brandon?
It's close between Pickett and Watson.
Yep.
Value, if you can get Pickett late.
You're going to get Pickett at least four rounds later than Watson.
Yeah.
I just don't see Watson doing being a top 15.
They said he's looking good.
Yeah, they said that he's the Michael Jordan of football.
But he was when he was beating Alabama's ass.
That was college when he had.
He's beating their ass. I'm a hater because my team never wins. Yeah. I'm a Notre Dame
fan. I would take Watson because of the running, and I think the Pittsburgh. I think Chubb lost a step. So Pittsburgh's gonna run the ball a lot. So Cleveland's gonna pass more, and I think they'll get Hopkins. So I'd go Watson
if they get Hopkins. I'm gonna disagree with both of y'all. I think it's Kenny Pickett, only because of the weapons around Kenny Pickett. Now they have
still got Matt Canada,
dude. But they built up their offensive line. Nobody's talking about that. I hate Pittsburgh.
They did.
I hate Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I respect the organization. Their offensive line. They built up their offensive line. Yeah, you got some wide receivers out there that you'd have picked up. Allen Robinson, you know what I mean? George Pickens.
That's a good pick.
And you still got Deontay Johnson. These guys are still there. Mm-hmm. And we know the second half of the year, Pickens start picking it up. You know what I mean? I think if I had to take it, because I think Pickens going to be like four or five rounds less than Watson, where you can get some value rookie wide receivers like the dude from Seattle. Or whatnot, or to do for your team. Mm-hmm. I think your rookie wide receiver is going to be a guy.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a guy for y'all. So. You know what I mean? So I would go pick it, but I understand why y'all would say Watson.
And Steelers fans are talking about those offensive line. Believe
that offensive line is big.
Those Steelers fans will not shut up about that offensive
line. Because that was their problem.
Let me tell you.
That was their problem.
Hold on.
Jared, let's say something. Tim Duncan.
Is Tim Duncan playing tackle?
Hang on. Something glitched. You're not on anymore.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. All right, there you go.
Sweet.
What
happened? Hold on. Glitched. So we didn't get to hear what we were talking about?
Just that last, 5 seconds. It went away and then, yeah. That's Go ahead. You're good now. You're back.
That's what Brooke told you, too. That 5 seconds, that shit went away. Anyway.
Best damn 5 seconds of her life.
All right. First-year starter upside at quarterback, Brandon. We see Aaron Rodgers is a Jet now. Jordan Love, they give him a little bit of money, a little bit of something. Jordan Love's been waiting. He's been waiting and waiting. Desmond Ridder, he was a rookie last year. He's there with weapons. Drake London, Robinson at running back. Kyle Pitts, like we talked about. And then my boy, Sam Howell, me and the producer's boy, Sam Howell, from North Carolina. Everybody thinks that he's got some moxie to him. I don't know. Which first-year guy? I don't think any of the three will get drafted. But could one of them get picked up in free agency? Well, they might get drafted in your two-quarterback league.
Yeah.
But in a one-quarterback league,
somebody's taking Aaron Rodgers.
Could one of them three, Jordan Love, Ridder, or Howell, help win a game in a bye week or as a possible fill-in? What do you think? Who would have the better upside to do it?
Absolutely, and I'm big on this dude, and I was big on him when he was drafted, and it's Sam Howell. I think the dude is a real quarterback, man.
Yeah.
And I really do. I think he's going to prove a lot of people wrong, man, this year, and he's got the weapons.
Rick Hess, what's up, baby?
Y'all going to be surprised how good he's going to look this year.
I mean, you know, I was like, whatever, because when you flirt with, like, getting Lamar Jackson for an organization that never has a quarterback, I was hyped. And then you say, oh, no, we're going to stick with Sam Howell. I'm like, but listening and looking at what's going on, they say Sam Howell, he got a little something to him. We'll see. I saw him when he destroyed Dallas's ass last year, which was phenomenal. Which one would you take?
I do think it's between Howell and Ridder.
Ridder because of the weapons?
Yeah, and it's only Ridder because of the weapons. I think that Green Bay is going to be a ground and pound in Love's first year. Man, it's a coin flip. I mean, hey, I'll say Ridder. We'll make it interesting. There you go. I'll say the other one. Yeah. I do. I like the weapons.
I mean, you got studs.
Yeah.
Drake London's, he could be a stud.
Yeah.
Robinson, they said he's like the next LT type month. You know what I mean? Like, and then Kyle Pitts was supposed to be unicorn freak. So
he still could be. Yeah.
Or he get me 0 points for my fantasy team like he did all year. But I'm with you with that. I have to go with I'm going with Ridder only because he's mobile.
Mm-hmm.
He plays in a dome with those weapons. And they still got Cordero Patterson. They still got these weird type players that maybe they can scheme up some stuff where he can move his legs to get yards or random touchdowns or whatnot. I'd be happy if Brandon was right with Hal because our team can play. We just never have a quarterback. So we'll see what's going on with that. But that's our fantasy focus right there. Take it what you want from it. But now we're going to get to the SEC. College football. I know you don't know nothing about that, so drink your beer, stay pretty. Brandon knows about it because his team is Alabama, and they win a lot. But big things have happened. Texas and Oklahoma are joining you guys, not this year, but the year after. This year, it's going to be one permanent opponent and 7 rotating. Now, your boy Nick Saban says we shouldn't play anybody but Power 5 teams. For the fans and for the strength of schedule, because the playoffs can be 12 teams now. But Kirby Smart, Georgia, who's won how many times in a row? Two. Who was an assistant?
Who taught him?
Nick Saban? Huh?
He came from Alabama. You know?
Okay, I said that. Alabama never gets caught at recruit. You got that right. You got that right, Rick. They know how to do it right. They know how to do it. Anyway, I'm just jealous.
You can pay now.
I'm just jealous. But Kirby Smart said Now that it's going to be 16 teams, you play 8 conference games, and within a 4-year window, you play every team. Because the divisions are gone. No more divisions. You play every team twice in a 4-year window. One at home, one away. I think that's huge because we've seen so many times where you might be in the SEC championship game, but you never played X, Y, and Z, who are the best teams, and another team had to do that. In the SEC, I mean, everybody knows. They're the best conference.
Rick Hess, actually, we play the toughest schedule in the SEC and the entire country every year. You can look that up. We're in the West.
Mm-hmm. Alabama, you know what I mean? They're what it is. But I think doing it that way would be great. What do you think, Brandon? First, start with Nick Saban about only playing Power 5 teams.
I mean, that's good. That's fine. That's what we do.
That ain't what you do. That's not what you do now.
We open every year with a Power 5 team.
Okay, you open with them, but you have a whole bunch of scrub-ass teams, too.
And not at home on a neutral site. We played more road games than any team in the SEC last year and this year. We played the other side of the SEC.
He said, I want every game to be a Power 5 team.
Yeah, do it.
You be happy with that?
Yeah, because I don't see any other Power 5 team besides Georgia hanging with us. I mean, I don't.
I like that. I like that tremendously. I like that.
You know, the format's going to take away, all right, so we don't play Tennessee, LSU, and Auburn every year now?
But you'll play them twice in a 4-year window. One at home, one away.
You got to play Auburn every year, man.
But see, I just feel like, go ahead.
I was saying, I'm not a college football guy. Alabama's got to play Auburn every year, right? Like, I know nothing about this.
I got to play Duke in basketball.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
North Carolina's got to
play Duke in basketball.
I understand what you're saying. But if you're telling me within a 4-year window, when you're a freshman to a senior, you're going to play them 2 times, one at home, one away, I think that rivalry might be more intense now.
Because
of the transfer portal, all kinds of different things going on with it.
Because you can't get them back next year. It's not, we'll get them next year. You got to wait.
You got to wait. Maybe
hype up the
game. And because I want everybody to play each team. I hate when one division gets to play these bums, and then another division plays all these powerhouse teams. I want you to have to play these guys. I want you to have to play these guys. I mean, the SEC is taking over to college football, so play each other. 2 times
and
in 4 years.
They need to do away with the SEC championship because that's a disadvantage for the SEC, I think.
But if you do it that way, why wouldn't it be? The divisions are gone. The divisions are gone.
After the title. Yeah, just no SEC championship. That they didn't end that anyway.
Why?
Because you lose that, but yeah, you can still be the best team in the country.
But if you're not, if you're only playing Power 5 teams, that makes your strength of schedule bigger. That's why Nick Saban said what he said. That's why. I think it all goes together.
Everyone
being,
knows we should have been in the playoffs last year.
I think y'all would have won the championship last year. I said that before
that
the show.
That was demonstrated on TV when TCU got put in there, which was, it's always going to be something like that. It's all right. I'm good either way because I think us in Georgia is going to be tough to keep up with. So, and Florida State, Virginia Tech, Clemson are all trying to join too. So.
Killing my basketball.
College football, yeah.
Killing
football.
My college basketball.
Yo, college football is messing up sports and other, you know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me UVA's trying to join the SEC.
Why? You can't even win the ACC, Mug. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I just don't want my ACC basketball to change. I don't want my ACC basketball to change.
More
that's
money.
All.
More money.
But they're not having divisions, so it's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be 2 conferences by the time.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a mess. So play each other. Play everybody. Every other sport. You mostly play conference games, right? Mm-hmm. Every other sport is what you play, conference games. It's not like, I didn't play those 4 teams this year. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, the NFL rotates the division every year, I guess.
But in your division, you play everybody at home, mm-hmm. and you play everybody away every single year. Mm-hmm. So in the SEC and college, if it's 16 teams, you're telling me in a 4-year window, you're playing each team twice. Mm-hmm. Once at home. Once away.
I mean, we can't even play no other teams, really, with that big a conference. We just have to play conference games all year.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I mean.
That's great. You wouldn't have monopolized college football. Then monopolize each other, beat each other up then. Stop beating Coastal Carolina or Tennessee Chattanooga and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The playoff teams are going to be SEC still regardless.
Out of 12?
Probably.
I mean, you'll probably get 5 or 6.
We'll get 4, 5.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about that. Alabama's great, but why do they play team? Well, Rick, they do that because those other universities, that one game is going to pay for all their sports for the year. That's why.
Doing them a favor.
You know what I'm saying? And Alabama's doing them a favor to support their whole university sports.
Powerhouses every week, man. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But those teams are never going to be in the running for a national championship. So figure it out another way. I agree with both. I think Kirby Smart and Nick Saban both are on the right page to get it where it needs to go. And I hate the SEC. Pisses me off. Notre Dame fan. We just can never get over the hump. I don't know.
We're going to conference, I guess. I don't know.
We just don't accept like criminals and shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't accept people that can't have a good GPA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't accept people like that. That's in the news for killing people and shooting people. And you know, Alabama's out here shooting players, basketball players. And we got Georgia people killing people on the road. Notre Dame people, all we do is say we have a fake girlfriend, man, Tateo. That's all we do. We don't do nothing else. We have fake girlfriends on the internet. Y'all killing motherfuckers.
To be fair, he didn't know she was fake.
He didn't know she was fake.
Catfish.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got catfish. We might be suckers. We're smart, though.
There might be queers, but, you know.
Damn, queers?
It was a dude that he was talking to. That was
he didn't. It was a dude. It was. You're right, it was, Joe. It was, he didn't know that shit. Anti-gay-o. Hey, it's Pride Month, baby. Anti-gay. We love everybody. I don't care if you're trans, gay, whatever.
We love everybody.
I don't care. I love everybody. Not like that, but I love everybody.
I hate everybody.
Hey, Relism Sports Talk, episode 176, part 2. Rick, thanks for catching us at the end. We got Brandon Evans right here, who... You did all right, Brandon.
Thank you. I had a good time, man.
You ain't that fucking good. We got the GOAT Brandon right here that always does what he does. Jared, appreciate you, baby. Glad you took that smedium off. I appreciate y'all's time. And tell your wife, I said thank you for letting you come over.
I will.
Yeah, she can watch the show.
She won't.
She won't.
She does not do any sports, anything. It has nothing to do with any of y'all. No sports, nothing.
She don't like black people either.
She don't what? That is not true.
Just the cock,
but look, this is what you gotta do though, man. You gotta get her phone and make her subscribe. She won't know.
Just subscribe.
We need the subscribers.
I don't think she has YouTube.
Everybody got YouTube, man.
I don't know. She's on Instagram, I think.
I don't care about that. I'm trying to look at her. I'm trying to get a damn subscriber.
She uses my Spotify. I'll sub to you on Spotify. I'm not sub to you on Spotify yet. I'll do that. I'm sub to you on YouTube. Yeah.
Maybe you can just create a fake account and then catfish.
I mean, that's what Tommy did. Tommy was doing that shit.
Let's start creating fake YouTube accounts to drive up.
What you say, Brandon?
I made 2 of them.
See? There you go. See? Hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah. There you go.
That's right.
And that's the Dolphins. Hey, I hear cheating and shit.
And we still can't win.
Hey, Relism Sports Talk, episode 176, part 2. Brandon, thank you for your time, bro. Yeah. I know it's later than usual. Thank you for coming out, hanging out with us the first time, Brandon.
It was a pleasure.
You welcome. We can go chill. You know what I'm saying? We can chill in the jack. You know what I'm saying? Jared can't come, though, because he don't chill like we chill. You know what I'm saying? Jared, you stay outside. We play cornhole. Love you, Jared. Love you, Jared. Appreciate y'all. We out.
All right, brother.